Jesus was sent from the Father. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but the Father has sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of God. John chapter 8 verse 42-47. Jesus honored the Father. Then answered the Jews, and said unto Jesus, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan, and has a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, but you dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Then Jews said unto Jesus, Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you say, If a man keeps my saying, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who do you make yourself to be? John chapter 8 verse 48-53. Jesus existed before Abraham. Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say, that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then the Jews said unto Jesus, You are not yet 50 years old, and you say that you have seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself, and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. John chapter 8, 54-59. Jesus knew all things that would happen to him. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with the disciples over the brook Cedron. There was a garden into which Jesus and his disciples entered. And Judas also, who betrayed Jesus, knew the place because oftentimes Jesus resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth, and said unto them, Who do you seek? They answered, saying, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as Jesus had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Then Jesus asked them again, Who do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which Jesus spoke, Of them which you gave me I have lost none. John chapter 18 verse 1-8. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus was sent by the Father, not as a mere teacher or prophet, but as the eternal Son of God. Jesus declared the truth plainly. He came from God, he honored God, and he existed before Abraham. Jesus spoke with divine authority, called out deception, and exposed the hearts of those who rejected him. Though they could not hear his word, and though they dishonored him, he did not seek his own glory but the glory of the one who sent him. When the hour came, Jesus did not shrink back. He knew all that would happen to him, and he stepped forward to face it. Jesus is not just a man in history. He is the eternal, I am, sent from the Father, knowing all, honoring all, fulfilling all. Let every ear hear and every heart understand. Those who are of God hear his words. Those who reject him reject the one who sent him. There is no middle ground. He has spoken the truth, and he is the truth.